Well, disclaimer this morning, preachers tend not to preach on poetry. You may have noticed we rarely seem to preach on the Psalms. They are beautiful, comforting, lyrical, but the words can be so imaginative or illustrative that it can be hard to talk about them in a straightforward manner. There's so many meanings to make sense of. Like poetry, the Psalms and biblical poetry can be hard to unravel. Complicated in that it can be heard and felt and interpreted so differently depending on who reads it. So we preachers try to avoid the Bible's poetry. And yet, a poetic lament is where we encounter Job today. Surprise, surprise. Sometimes we surprise ourselves. You and I are living through some unexpected, maybe even unexplainable situations right now. We can't always believe what we see happening all around us, the good or the bad. Sometimes we're in awe. Sometimes we're just plain shocked. In our reading for today, Job says some pretty surprising things. For the last 2 weeks, we've been hearing about his sorrow, his struggle as he attempts to cope with devastating loss, devastating suffering that it seems he does not deserve. His anger, his cries, they all seem justified. But today we hear him say, "For there is hope, and I know that my Redeemer lives and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God. My eyes shall behold God and not another. My heart faints within me." There is hope. I know that my Redeemer lives. I shall see God. Where did this change of attitude, this glimmer of hope, come from? We do not expect this. Perhaps we do not understand it. And does Job really mean it? How can Job suddenly be hopeful? It is surprising. Last week, I watched a video of a protest in New Orleans where, minutes after arresting a protester, the police officers who had put her in the back of a squad car turned around and then released her. Her hesitancy, her disbelief was evident by the tears that fell from her eyes and the confused looks she gave to the officers. And as fellow protesters gathered her back into their arms, shouting and clapping, clearly thankful, their faces also displayed shock at the turn of events. How is such drastic change possible, we wonder. Perhaps we even doubt that it is possible. Wonder if the shift in attitude is genuine. Certainly, we are surprised. Look around. God is unexpected. God does the unexpected. God turns what we think we know on its head upside down. God gives us a new way of living. A tree, if it is cut down, will sprout again, says Job. Its shoots will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth and its stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. Death in our world can seem so final. So can suffering and despair. Currently in our world, we seem to associate a lack of knowledge with finality. If someone doesn't know something, instead of helping them learn, we just cut them off, dead to us. But unexpectedly and contrary to what you or I might do, God does not cut people off. God does not say that this is just the end for you. If you don't get it, then forget it, move on. God does not let suffering or death or ignorance get the last word. Instead, like the dead tree puts forth new shoots, God takes our brokenness, the deadness of our lives, the deadness of the world and makes it new. There's a hymn in our hymnal that I think I've sung maybe twice in my life. It's not all that popular, nor is it easy to sing. But it's called Unexpected and Mysterious. And some of the verses say this. Unexpected and mysterious is the gentle word of grace. Ever loving and sustaining is the peace of God's embrace. If we falter in our courage and we doubt what we have known, God is faithful to console us as a mother loves her own. We are called to ponder mystery and await the coming Christ, to embody God's compassion for each fragile human life. God is with us in our longing to bring healing to the earth, while we watch with joy and wonder for the promised Savior's birth. Much of what God does is unexpected, mysterious. Certainly not the way we would do things, and definitely giving us more chances, more renewals than we seem to deserve. But thank God that God is God. And we are not. Because unlike you and me, where there is death, God sees life. And where there is despair, God leaves room for optimism and possibility. Where things appear old and worn out, God makes new. God will not leave us in our dead or dormant state, awaiting some kind of spring thaw. God reshapes us, remakes us, reteaches us. Daily bringing us back to life. God's ways are unexpected. You and I, we are invited to hope. We are invited to consider the possibilities. Like Job, we are invited to hold on to something more. For there is hope for a tree, says Job. Even if it is cut down, it will sprout again. Even if it dies and then decomposes, it will lead to rebirth. A rotting stump breaking down, becoming food and home for fungi, composting, nurturing the soil. Its death is not the ending, but a hopeful beginning. Recently, I've been seeing a lot of people talk about what it could look like to remake or reform our police force. And the creativity, the imagination, the wide range of ideas that people have been sharing has been inspiring. While our current ways of policing may be dying, and in fact may need to die in order for new, safer, more equitable ways of managing crises to arise, this doesn't spell sudden death for those who hold positions on police forces. In unexpected ways, police duties as we know them now could be reshaped, reimagined in order to find justice for all. Different training, more information on conflict, de-escalation, and a reaction out of care can offer all of us hope. The possibility for something better than what we know now. On other fronts, as we continue to discover what life looks like with coronavirus, we are reimagining how we live and are together in a world plagued by a new virus. Reimagining how we do school, how we go to work, how we worship. There is hope in the midst of those changes. Hope for a new, healthier, safer way of living. What's dead is supposed to be dead, right? But for all that we might expect and all that we might think we know, God says, no, there is new life. There is renewed hope. There is more than meets the eye, something greater to hold on to. We are invited to hope. So in these times and days of struggle, of disagreement, of division, remember the ways in which we can be surprised. By God and God's unexpected gifts of grace and love, by each other and our willingness to have difficult conversations, even change our minds, and by ourselves, our hearts and minds open to new perspectives, new words to ponder. Job continues to be in crisis, and yet he is open to the workings of God. his worship never ceasing. So too may our worship continue, even as we continue to weather the chaos and crises around us. Amen.